I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. We're going to talk about how to have healthy joints for life. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. He was an award-winning baseball player and retired from the Miami Dolphins after Super Bowl XVII. That's a nice exit. To attend the Yale School of Medicine, where he now teaches and serves as an attending surgeon. After watching his mother's severe pain from rheumatoid arthritis, Dr. Diana decided to make it his specialty to research what foods, supplements, and exercises result in lowered inflammation, reducing pain in the joints without surgery. And if you have side effects from these medicines, I'm sure this will be especially useful. His book, Healthy Joints for Life, details the science of inflammation, why that happens, especially zeroing in on a molecule known as NFKB, which regulates inflammation. Help that molecule, he says, and your outcome is likely to leave you with much reduced pain or help you avoid it as you age. Dr. Diana is an orthopedic consultant to several collegiate athletic programs and to the Boston Red Sox. Healthy Joints for Life. We're going to tell you how to have this book sent to your door throughout this hour. Dr. Diana, welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Everybody will say, what an unusual thing, a surgeon saying, I'm going to do a book on how to avoid surgery if you possibly can.
Yeah, you touched on the fact that my mom had rheumatoid arthritis and I watched her suffer so bitterly over the years. I also played with the Dolphins, and at one of my reunions in 2008, I met up with so many of my former teammates, and all of us had aged. And meeting guys who I'd played with 30 years prior and seeing that they'd aged and become very arthritic and were no longer the incredible athletes that they were made me think, what could I do to help these guys? They're from all over the country. I couldn't fly in to do surgery on them, so I had to think of something that I could do to help people. And for years, I had been practicing non-traditional orthopedics. Although I've done over 7,000 surgeries, As a surgeon, I knew that there were other things that were also effective to help people. And so I said to myself, what can I do in my mother's name and on behalf of all my teammates to try and make people feel better? And I had all this information at hand from treating patients over the years. And I said, I need to formulate this into a book so that more people can understand that there's so much science behind the non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, I cannot tell you how much I have learned. I don't have any joint issues, but I'm sure they're coming. And I can't tell you how many people I know who've had to go in for knee replacements or hip replacements, or who played in high school or college, and very early in life, they have all kinds of joint problems, and some struggling with the side effects of these medicines that you have to take to make them feel better. I learned so much about why this happens, what inflammation is, and this special molecule that you talk about. And if you help that molecule, you will help your pain. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, exactly. The molecule specifically is called NF-kappa beta. Now, nobody's heard of NF-kappa beta, or at least they shouldn't have, because it's such a tedious little molecule. But it's very important for starting the inflammatory process. They call it a transcription factor, which doesn't really matter. It's the thing that incites DNA to produce all these bad acidic-like molecules in your body that cause inflammation. So if you can halt, not really help, but halt NF-kappa beta, then you can stop the inflammatory cascade. I like to tell people that it's almost like dominoes. Let's imagine that we have three dominoes. One is osteoarthritis. One is inflammation, and the last one is pain. We can't really stop that first domino, the osteoarthritis, but if we stop the second one, the one that's called inflammation, then we can halt it from hitting in and causing pain. So we got the three dominoes. Don't let them fall into one another. Let's stop the inflammation, and we stop people from feeling pain. Because after all, if you have an ugly x-ray, nobody really cares. What we care about are the symptoms, which is pain.
Can you explain why it's just not easier to take the drugs you know, whether it's very strong aspirins of various kinds or something more sophisticated, depending on what you have, why are you going towards supplements and diet here?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not so simple that you can just take those medications. I mean, we can take them, but unfortunately, they have side effects. Mm-hmm. And some people, you know, when you take an anti-inflammatory, whether it's Celebrex or Mobic, maybe you're taking Advil, Aleve, what people don't realize is that there are a significant portion of people who don't tolerate it. You get liver effects, you get kidney effects, and then the one that we know of most often is that you can get a bleeding ulcer. And these things put people in the hospital and even can be, you know, life-threatening. So what we try to do for people who are going to be on medications for a more chronic period of time, switch them off those medications and find something different. Find a supplement that does something that's very similar. And what we've found with studies is that there are studies which compare, for instance, cumin to Celebrex, and they find in this one particular study that
the spice cumin,
they find that the cumin is more effective than Celebrex in dealing with osteoarthritic joint pain. So there's a lot of scientific research, and it's from all over the world. It's not just from the United States. It is from the United States, but it's also from the Far East. It's from the European countries. It's from all over the world, and there's no collusion. These people are all independently finding that there are supplements, whether it's Boswellia, whether it's cumin, if you're looking at resveratrol, grapeseed extract, all these different things can affect inflammation and can help you with your joint pain.
So let's talk about the effect of food. I'm having the best time already with you. So this is Dr. Richard Diana, and he is a clinical instructor in surgery at Yale School of Medicine. He's an orthopedist and has done a book dedicated to his former teammates, Miami Dolphins, athletes everywhere, and especially his mother, who had rheumatoid arthritis, and he decided, what can I do to contribute to people's pain? And he started collecting all of this research and drawing these conclusions, and this is how he works with many of his patients now. So to stay with food, the types, and we're going to tell you how to have this book sent to your door. It is an incredible education between two covers. You say in the book that the types of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins that we choose to eat can have a dramatic effect on how our joints feel. Why?
Well, all has to do with inflammation. And if you know how the body works, then you realize that the things that you eat are the things that you are. So you are what you eat. You've all heard that before. If you, for instance, have a carbohydrate, the body metabolizes that carbohydrate, so you get energy from it. Well, what you don't probably know is that you eat the carbohydrate. The carbohydrate stimulates your body to make insulin, and then insulin helps the sugars to get into your cells. Unfortunately, if you take insulin and drop it onto a cell and monitor what the cell is doing, the cell starts to produce inflammatory molecules. So you take insulin, put it on your cell, it causes inflammation. You take insulin in an experiment and then add sugar to it as well, and it produces extraordinary numbers of inflammatory molecules. So insulin by itself is an inflammatory hormone, the most inflammatory, and we want to subdue it. We want to keep it at a low level. Now, you need it, so you can't eliminate it. Don't get me wrong. You need that hormone, insulin. It's very, very important. But you don't want it to skyrocket. So when you're eating carbohydrates, you want to choose the carbohydrates that are metabolized slowly that don't cause an insulin spike, because then you're not causing an inflammation spike. And what do inflammation spikes cause? Pain. So we subdue our inflammation and we do well.
Are you seeing among your own patients, so on the ground, are you seeing that in changing the way of eating, and there's nothing, you know, extreme in here, but in changing this way of eating and eating in a more inflammation-sensitive way to block that out, that are you seeing people get off their medications or reducing their medications? What are you seeing?
We see people no longer taking anti-inflammatory medications. We see people no longer considering having joint replacement-type surgeries. I mean, this program, it's interesting because, like you mentioned, I'm a surgeon, and every year I do three or four hundred surgeries. But I try to get people to understand that some surgeries are absolutely necessary and some don't necessarily have to be done. And for the people who can avoid it, let's avoid it.
So let's say you sprain your ankle and it's a recurring weakness and you can resprain it so easily. And anybody who's looked down at a sprained ankle knows if it's swollen and black, what inflammation looks like. If you started with something that simple, if you started to change your diet and eat in this way you're describing, with a good balance of fats, carbohydrates, cutting out a lot of the red meat, going toward fish, would that help a chronic problem?
Well, it's not going to cure a ligament. You know, if for instance, in your example, you talked about, an ankle that's chronically sprained, in that particular situation, you probably tore a ligament. The ligament never healed itself, so it's chronically loose and you do it over and over again. What the program would do would be to help you to deal with the inflammation that's caused by the chronic sprains over and over again. It wouldn't prevent you from spraining it, however.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an important distinction to say that, we're trying to basically subdue inflammation. And the implications of subduing inflammation are incredible because, as the book talks about in our what I call the bonus chapter, you're trying to help your joint pain, but you're also helping your heart. Because inflammation plays a big role in heart disease. And how about cancer? Most people don't understand that inflammation causes many cancers. So when you're going and doing your best to subdue inflammation to help alleviate your joint pain, you're also helping your heart and you're also decreasing your cancer risks. It's an incredible trio.
This is why people say take a baby aspirin every day, not for every single person, but that this can be helpful because it's an anti-inflammatory. And that's not a crazy amount of aspirin, but that's the nature of real aspirin. What a miracle thing to have discovered. You're not suggesting, as many doctors have, just take that baby aspirin, and there you go. It's helping the inflammation throughout your whole body. It doesn't work that way, does it?
Well, in some ways it does, and in some ways it doesn't. There are various studies, and you'll see a lot of middle-aged people are now on a baby aspirin a day. But if you go back to those French studies, which is the etiology behind all this aspirin taking, you find that the studies were not as notable for women as they were for men.
Mm-hmm.
And the side effects of that aspirin can be notable in some people. So as opposed to a blanket statement and saying just, everybody should take an aspirin a day, which, face value sounds good, maybe you got to look into it a little bit more, and maybe it's not the best thing for everybody. But I tell you what, and the book goes into this, for everybody out there, maybe there's only two or three people, I don't know, but everybody who's a molecular person who loves molecules, you can see that aspirin actually does things to enzymes in your body. It modifies enzymes to make anti-inflammatory molecules. And so aspirin is actually very, very beneficial in its interaction with fats.
You talk about combining fats with carbohydrates and what that does to help with inflammation. We're going to get into all the supplements that you talk about, the glycemic index, which really affects all this. Dr. Diana, please stay just where you are. I can't wait to talk more with you. He is he's an orthopedic surgeon, played in the Super Bowl with the Miami Dolphins, and has done this book, Healthy Joints for Life, and it is an 8-week program of eating in a kind of basically healthful way, understanding which foods cause inflammation and which lessen it, which supplements are helpful for this, a little bit of very friendly exercise, and the pain is reduced among his patients, and he's not interested in surgery. So we would love to send this book to your door. The toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788. It's not only an education, I think, but a real gift.
And you can go to the phone right now, 1-800-584-2788, or go online to WNPR.org. Make a contribution of $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or $84 all at once, and we will send you this wonderful book, Healthy Joints for Life by Dr. Richard Diana. It is such a great resource. If you suffer from joint pain, you've had issues with arthritis, knee pain, ankle pain, all sorts of joint issues, or you know someone who does, this is such a great way to help solve those issues and do it naturally with food, nutrition, exercise, supplements. It's a great way to really give you information that you need and that you can implement in your life easily. So if that is important to you and the Faith Middleton Show is important to you, that you learn something new here every week and that you turn to Faith for trusted information like this, then support this program right now. You can do it today at any level that feels comfortable for you. Again, the number 1-800-584-2788, $7 a month for this great book or a one-time gift of $84. Faith.
Well, there is a molecule, as Dr. Diana has been explaining, that is called NFKB, and that is the signaler. That is the one that regulates inflammation. Based on what we eat and the supplements we take, a little bit of gentle exercise, depending on what you can and cannot do, that's what regulates inflammation. This is, as many people are saying, the new science affecting all the organs in the body, this inflammation. It seems to be at the root of so much, and I have learned so much. It's explained in a very this is not a book that's talking down to you. It's talking right at you, and I tell you, it's really something. Healthy Joints for Life by Dr. Richard Diana, our guest, and he's going to stay with me, and we're going to keep talking about this. I want to talk about the supplements here at Lee, because it's really, really interesting. And the food is not some extreme diet. These are just the normal things. So toll-free, 1-800-584-2788.
Well, Faith, I have to tell you, I'm so personally excited about this book because in my free time, I'm a fitness instructor, and I've been doing that for years. And, you know, you get to a certain age, and those joint problems just happen. And I have had, I've tweaked my knee, my ankle. I had horrible tendonitis in my elbow and had to have a cortisone shot. And I didn't want to do that, but kind of that's what you have to do. And, you know, just looking at this book and realizing that there are certain foods that I could eat, there are supplements that I can take, there are things that you can do to really create a plan for yourself. So whether, you know, you have those joint pains, those kind of issues, and you're not exercising, or maybe you already are like me, but you have kind of reoccurring things happen, this is such a great way for you to, you know, implement and do things about it to subdue the inflammation that you have, you know, in your joints. So I'm super excited. I want to get this for myself and for two of my good friends who are also fitness instructors. So I hope that you'll take advantage of this right now. $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor to support WNPR's extraordinary programming or a one-time gift of $84. But we'd love to send this book to you as our thanks for supporting the Faith Middleton Show today on WNPR. The number again, 1-800-584-2788.
I'm Faith Middleton. What a pleasure it is to do this show in particular. I'm with Dr. Richard Diana. He is a clinical instructor in surgery at the Yale School of Medicine. He's an orthopedist and was in the Super Bowl playing for the Miami Dolphins, so he's been banged around a bit. And he looks in phenomenal shape, I have to say. And he's decided to write this book after his mother suffered from rheumatoid arthritis, and he saw the kind of pain she was in from the body's inflammation, doing its thing throughout her body, just constant pain, and said, what can I do to help my former teammates, athletes, and people like my mother, and so has done this book. You know, I want to say, Dr. Diana, that what strikes me about this is that you're a man of science, and, you know, we see people who can take something up as a kind of religion and might in the process be turned off to all the facts because it's a religious experience to go in one direction. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I'd like to think that I'm on both sides of the issue of surgery and non-traditional treatment. And I can see that some people need surgery. There's no question about it. But a lot of people don't. And some of those people who don't, they aren't aware that there are things that they can do, that they can take control of their own lives, and they can make small modifications that have big results. And that's what Healthy Joints for Life is all about. It's about trying to change your life a little bit by doing little things. You go to a picnic, And at that picnic, there's a wonderful table. And on that table, there are a bunch of brownies. And you say, oh, those brownies look delicious. And there's a watermelon. And you say, my God, I love watermelon. And then you see strawberries with whipped cream. And you're saying, I love strawberries with whipped cream. Well, you go ahead and you have the strawberries with whipped cream. And you have a wonderful time eating that delicious fruit. And you're helping your joints. You get the watermelon, doesn't help your joints. You have the brownies, that doesn't help your joints. But you're having a great time, and you're just making better choices. Just an example.
You're talking here about, I think you're starting to hit on the superfoods that are anti-inflammatory. And, you know, you might say, oh, what's life if I can't? But if you're in chronic pain, or you're headed in that direction and you would like to see that eased up or disappear completely, that trade-off starts to be worth it. And it's not as if you're sitting around eating bowls of rice here. You talk about this technique of combining. You can have fat, the healthy fats, combining fat with carbohydrates. What does that do?
So
not just cheese, for instance, but with a carb.
In all different ways. We talked a little bit earlier about glycemic index, which is that concept that you don't want your insulin levels to spike. So you have a carbohydrate, the carbohydrate is digested, and if it's digested more slowly, then the insulin never spikes. That's exactly what the fats are doing. The fats are slowing down the absorption of your carbohydrates so your insulin never spikes. So you have your whipped cream on top of the strawberries, the sugars from the strawberry are digested, but they're slowed down a little bit by the whipped cream, so your insulin doesn't spike as much. There's all these little interesting tidbits in terms of trying to get insulin not to spike. When you're having your pasta, don't have it soft. Have it al dente. That's the way the Italians like it. We like it that way. So you have your pasta al dente, and what are you doing? You're slowing down the insulin spike. So you're having it the right way you should be eating it, and it's helping you too.
Yeah, see, this is just the best news. Olive oil is a lot better than butter. Egg whites are fat-free. Most cheeses other than cottage cheese aren't very good, although mozzarella and ricotta aren't so bad. I know, I can see what your heritage is. fish is so much better than land animal meat. So I hope that you're someone who likes fish because you recommend this highly. Is it because, you know, those are both proteins. Why is the meat, say the red meat, inflammatory, and yet the protein in the fish meat is not?
Well, it has nothing really to do with the protein itself. It has to do with what's tagging along with the protein. So proteins, as many people may know, are made of amino acids, and the amino acids are all the same. So when you have a protein source, the amino acids are pretty much the same. The question is, what's tagging along with those amino acids? And that's the thing. A lot of the things that we eat from land animals are with saturated fats that aren't so good. So let's do a comparison just momentarily with salmon, which obviously is a great protein source, which also has a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in it. Omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory. On the other hand, the cow, which is not eating grass, because this is just a grain-fed cow, has a lot of saturated fats, and those saturated fats, unfortunately, are inflammatory. So by having the salmon, we're going in the anti-inflammatory direction, and by having the grain-fed cow, we're going in the inflammatory direction. Now, if you really love cow, you got to have a cow. I love a hamburger. What you can do is have a grass-fed cow. So all's not lost, because grass-fed cows have a different saturated fat profile. And there's a wonderful article by a lady, Cynthia Daly, who tells you all about this stuff, but I like to make it really simple and say stearic acid is the acid you want, and a steer that has stearic acid is the one you want to eat, and that's the grass-fed steer.
Listen, and eating the way you just described is a little bit more expensive, but on the other hand, all those drugs that people are taking for the inflammation are also expensive. So the idea here is you're talking about food and the right supplements, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's a trade-off. And I would think this anti-inflammatory way of eating, which is very sensible, might have some other benefits for people who have, say, diabetes in the family, which is an inflammatory disease, correct?
Yeah, the diabetes is a problem with insulin, and most people have type 2 insulin diabetes. And when you have type 2, that means you have more insulin circulating because your cells are less sensitive. So, you know, I always tell people that, you know, if you have type 2 diabetes, and that's what most of us get as we get older and get a bit heavy, you need to sensitize your cells. And when you sensitize the cells, your diabetes goes away.
Well, Dr. Diana, why do you recommend this? You've got a whole big section here on these supplements. Why isn't it that you can do it all with food?
Well, we'd love to be able to dissect it out so that we could eat perfectly and have every single nutrient. But you can't micromanage your life usually. I mean, I want to try to do that so much, and I can't even do it. So what I tell people is that, you know, it's very hard for you to get enough green tea, which is wonderful for cartilage cells. Can you have 16 cups of green tea a day? That would dominate your life. But instead, you take a supplement and you get all the good stuff from the green tea, and you don't have to worry about drinking 16 cups of it. It's really hard for us to get enough nutrients packed into our diet. And so that's why supplementing really becomes the practical thing, the easy thing to do.
Let's talk about some of the key supplements that you recommend. Lutein and astaxanthin?
Astaxanthin.
Astaxanthin. Okay.
That's
so
a tough one.
What are these?
Well, those are what we like to take instead of vitamin A. Mm-hmm. You know, vitamin A, as an orthopedic surgeon, you know, we don't like vitamin A. We like a little bit of it, but we don't like a lot of it because it's been shown to cause fractures. So especially with women with osteoporosis, we don't want them taking vitamin A. But there are some supplements that you can take, such as lutein and astaxanthin, which do similar things because they're in the same family as vitamin A, yet they don't go on to produce vitamin A. So they'll help you, but they won't hurt you. So they're good things to take instead of vitamin A.
You recommend the B vitamins, especially B6 and B complex, if you're someone who can absorb B complex. But B6 in particular, you talk about the dosages, important basic dosages to give this anti-inflammatory effect. What does the B6 do?
Well, you know, the Bs are like a team, and I always talk about B6 being the quarterback of that team, and you need a good quarterback, and you need enough of it. So you take a regular B complex, and you may not be getting enough of your quarterback may not be good enough. You may not be getting enough B6. So the important thing is that you understand that B6 is the thing that affects NF-kappa beta. Remember that thing that mm-hmm. causes inflammation?
Yeah.
It's the starter, the igniter of inflammation?
Yeah.
Well, B6 is the one that's really good at stopping NF-kappa beta, and that's why we tell you to take more B6. But B6 doesn't work good without a good line, if you find my football analogy.
you mean sporting cast.
Yeah.
Right?
So you need to take all the Bs, with B6 being most prominent.
Okay. And vitamin D, we're coming up to a break here. We have a lot more to talk about after that. But vitamin D, we're finding out so much about vitamin D, how important it is for so many things, and then how many of us are walking around with a vitamin D deficiency. So you recommend getting a baseline test at your doctor's. But this turns out, especially D3, this is the one to take if you've got joint issues and inflammation.
Yeah, you got to have D3 because D3 is the thing that it's inexpensive, but it's also what helps to absorb the calcium. So if you have D3, you know, there's a very complex way that the D's are made into the important molecules. So if you take the wrong D, you're not getting what you need. But if you take D3, it's really good for you. It will help you to absorb your calcium, and it will do so many other things because the active form of D is important for immune function. It's important for calcium metabolism, which from my standpoint as an orthopedic surgeon is so important for mm-hmm. bone health. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to so many other facets of your body. We always thought it was just calcium absorption. Take D and, you know, you absorb your calcium. Now we know because of the Vitamin D Council that vitamin D is so much more than just a calcium absorber. It is so important for so many of your functions.
There is a molecule, Dr. Dianis, please stay where you are, a molecule that is regulating inflammation in the human body, in yours and in mine, NFKB. And if you eat and take the right supplements, Dr. Diana at Yale is a surgeon and a teacher at Yale Medical School, says that you can lower medicines, get off them entirely, really end a lot of this pain. And he is, despite being a surgeon, decided to do this to honor his mother, who suffered from a lot of joint pain. So here we go. If you would like us to send this book to your door, it's quite an education. I thought it was absolutely terrific. 1-800-584-2788.
And my name is Lee Newton. It's my pleasure to join you, Faith. And we're so excited about this book because this can help a lot of people. Healthy Joints for Life by Dr. Richard Diana. We would love to send it to you as a gift, as our thank you gift to you for supporting WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show. For a gift of $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or $84, a one-time gift of $84. But, you know, he has such an empowering message for us. Dr. Diana is the only orthopedic surgeon who's ever played in the Super Bowl, so it puts him in a very unique position to understand joint pain and how to free yourself from it. And obviously, as he said, you know, medications, pharmaceuticals, surgeries, those are options, but it's always nice to avoid them if we can, if there is a natural way through nutrition, through supplements, and through exercises and other things that we can do. What an exciting message this is if you suffer from joint pain. So we really would love to send this to you as our thank you to you. All you have to do now is become a member here at WNPR and support what we do. You can do that by going online to WNPR.org and clicking on the Donate Now button. You'll see this book come up. Or you can call us at 1-800-584-2788.
If you can join us at the one-time contribution, $84, or $7 a month, we will send this with our thanks. If you have joints, you have some issues with this, inflammation, some pain, maybe a lot of it, or you know someone who does, this is quite something, this book. Healthy Joints for Life by Dr. Richard Diana, a surgeon at Yale. Lee?
Yes, 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call. And, you know, if you've been maybe trying to jot down some notes about the different supplements that Dr. Diana's been talking about, the foods, you know, pick up the book because all the information is here and it's so wonderfully organized. It starts with the inflammation, just understanding inflammation, which is the key to all of this, then going through how the joints work. Then you've got the program for eating, the foods that reduce joint pain, the supplements, and then moving on, I'm sure you guys will be talking about this, about how to move and exercise and what to do, and then the 8-week plan. So it's all here in this book, wonderfully organized. It's great. It's easy to just flip through and find the information you need, but there is fascinating, empowering information for us. If joint problems are an issue for you or someone you love, this is a great way to support the station and support yourself at the same time. So we encourage you to do that. Go to WNPR.org, click on the Donate Now button and make your contribution, or call 1-800-584-2788.
I'm Faith Middleton, and my guest, I'm happy to say, is Dr. Richard Diana, clinical instructor of surgery at the Yale School of Medicine, author of this new book, Healthy Joints for Life, in just 8 weeks. And it is a combination of talking about movement that you are able to do depending on your situation, but mostly how there are anti-inflammatory foods to eat, all kinds, not limited really in a way that you would suspect. It's just really quite amazing. And supplements to take that are also encouraging of keeping your body from going into an inflammatory state. Some people are able to get off medicine or reduce medicine this way. Dr. Diana, you say here the NSAIDs, these are the anti-inflammatory medications. I call them heavy duty aspirin type things. You know, I don't know if that's technically correct, but they can, as you mentioned, cause bleeding ulcers, lots of side effects, and that can be quite dangerous. And so you said that you wanted to do your own study. And so you had a group of people that were taking their NSAIDs, correct? And then you put 30 patients on omega-3 supplements. And you did this for 3 months. And you were hopeful And you said you wanted to get good news. In total, nearly 60% of patients reported improvements in their symptoms. Some had mild improvement and others remarkable improvement.
Yeah, you would think that just taking a fat wouldn't possibly give people pain relief. But when you start studying the science, and that's what all this book is based on.
These are omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah, omega-3 fatty acids, which are basically, you know, under that quote-unquote fat category, they have a potent effect on the propagation, the formation of inflammatory molecules. So in the back of the book, where most people may not venture, they actually tell you the inflammatory pathways, where they talk about the components of the omega-3 fats and how they become these prostaglandins that are inflammatory and anti-inflammatory. And we want omega-6s are the ones that cause prostaglandins that are inflammatory, and omega-3s are the ones that cause prostaglandins that are anti-inflammatory. So you have a family of molecules, and you want to get the anti-inflammatory ones, and omega-3s do that.
Yeah.
So I took that information and I said, all right, if I can give people these healthy fats, and these healthy fats are going to signal the body to be anti-inflammatory, maybe that can give them pain relief. So I did that study with 30 patients on the omega-3s and found that about 60% showed some improvement. And I thought to myself, 60% is good, but maybe I can do even better. And that's what brought me to start finding other things that I could add to my stack of healthy supplements that would get people some pain relief.
And then you did see real improvement after that.
Yeah, you know, no matter what you do, you don't help everybody. So it's very important that we stay grounded and tell people that, you know, I've found that about 70% of people who go through this program come back and say, I can't believe it. I didn't take medicines. All I did was eat a little better, exercise a little more, and take some supplements. And I feel great.
So the omega-3s, by the way, are the healthy fats that are found in things like sardines and mackerel and salmon and swordfish and krill and flaxseed and hemp and grass-fed beef and non-corn-fed chicken eggs. And they also have benefits for other things that people are dealing with, heart disease and asthma and so on. One of the things you talk about here is resveratrol, which is in the skin of grapes. And there was a big hullabaloo about this about, 5 years ago. Then there were some questions about how those studies were done, whether they were bogus or not. And then there is this question of, you know, how much actual resveratrol is in some of these supplements. So you talk about it with a certain degree of an endorsement, I think, but you do have to find the real thing.
You know, I think whenever you evaluate a supplement, you have to be deadly honest. You have to look at it and say to yourself, all right, is this supplement doing anything or is it not? And if it's not, then you just have to say so. So there's some pluses and there's some minuses to all studies, and you got to be able to look at them and say, all right, I'm honestly presenting the information on resveratrol. You know, some people say that Sinclair's original research was a little tainted. We all know about that unfortunate event over at UConn where the researcher was fabricating data. But we also know that there are 100 other papers in the literature which say that resveratrol is a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So by no means am I trying to paint this picture in anything but what it is. Resveratrol has positive effects. We know that there's some crazy things that have gone along with the researchers, but you have to look at it and say, you know, I think this stuff does work.
And not recommended for people on statins like Lipitor and calcium channel blockers and people taking drugs for erectile dysfunction. Not recommended in this case. But again, this comes back to source. How do you find supplements that have the real thing in them?
Yeah, that's always the big problem. You know, Consumer Reports said that up to 70% of the things that we buy don't really have either the amount or any of the stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why as a physician, I became very concerned about that. And Healthy Joints for Life offers some supplements now. And, you know, the thing is that you really worry about what people are taking. And if you're really worried about it, then you got to get involved with the actual manufacturing process.
Curcumin, which is really cumin. correct?
You are absolutely correct. Turmeric and curcumin and cumin, all the same thing.
Okay. And in a lot of cuisines, especially Asian cuisine, I think it's a terrific thing. So it is, I mean, I know someone who drinks cups and cups of tea from this, you know, gets a beautiful fresh spice and, you know, in the morning probably 5-6 cups of this stuff and has gotten off statins doing this. It lowered her numbers to such an extent. And so she's on her for life. She looks phenomenal. I was very interested to find you talking about this. It's really a little miracle spice, isn't it?
Yeah, cumin is fantastic stuff. And the thing that you have to understand about cumin and the little secrets that you learn from the book, cumin is inactivated in our bodies by the liver. And it's inactivated very quickly, unfortunately. So if you take it, it only is around for about 20 minutes. But there's a preparation called BioCurcumax, which is just alters the cumin a little bit, and it makes it so that it's bioavailable to the body for 8 hours. So if you take BioCurcumax twice a day, you have cumin circulating for 16 hours out of your 24 hours in a day. And think about how much better that is for you than just having something for 20 minutes.
And what is that cumin doing, this BioCurcumax? What is that doing? Anti-inflammatory.
It's an anti-inflammatory. It's affecting your NF-kappa beta. It's able to enter the cells and help the inflammatory processes.
That little signaling molecule that you keep coming back to. It's really
right.
Helping that and saying, don't turn on the inflammation, people. You say that it's particularly great when you combine it with resveratrol. Why?
They just have a synergistic effect. The way that they work mm-hmm. together makes each one greater. You know, the two together work beautifully. And that's why we try to tell people that some things work together synergistically, others work independently, but cumin and resveratrol work together very, very nicely in studies.
So in this 8-week plan that you've got here, the dietary goals are to minimize the carbs, although you do have some healthier carbs that are slow in how they convert, so they don't convert in the body as pure sugar and raise your insulin, which is inflammatory, correct? So minimize the carbs, though. Maximize the fiber. Eat colorful fruits and vegetables. Eat the right protein. Avoid trans fats and unhealthy saturated fats. Those raise inflammation, and you're going to feel it in your body. Maximize the omega-3 fats and minimize the omega-6s. So those threes, we talked about the swordfish, the sardines, the salmon. Eat fats in combination with proteins and carbs to slow carb absorption. That's good news because it means you can have some whipped cream with your strawberries. Eat frequently to prevent uncontrolled hunger. What does that have to do with inflammation?
Well, you know when you
start eating everything in sight.
You're
words,
right.
Okay.
You come home from work and you eat everything in sight.
Sensible portions, you're just doing that for overall health, right? Or does that affect portion size affect inflammation?
You got it. We talked about glycemic index. Well, if you take that to the next level, that's glycemic load. So not to confuse people, but if you eat a lot of stuff, that can get you to, even if it's good stuff, if you eat a lot of it, that's going to make your insulin spike. So you can take, you know, two different things. For instance, corn, which has a higher, a worse effect on your insulin. Corn is kind of sweet, so it will spike your insulin. And then you think about maybe pasta, whole wheat pasta, which isn't as high a glycemic index. So you take those two things and you say, well, eating the corn is not such a good thing, so don't do that. But if you go ahead and have a whole bowl of pasta, that's actually worse than eating the small, you know, portion of corn. So portion size does have an effect on how quickly you absorb things. And that's why you always have to think about glycemic index, but you also have to think about glycemic load, which takes into account how much of the stuff you eat.
Wow. This book is really quite amazing in what you explain. And I appreciate you doing this so, so much. I think your mother would be so proud. Thank you for being on the show.
It's been my pleasure.
Dr. Richard Diana, we're going to tell you how to have this book sent directly to your door, Healthy Joints for Life, in just 8 weeks. He is a clinical instructor of surgery at Yale School of Medicine, does many, many surgeries, but has decided as an orthopedist to do this book and tribute to his mother, who suffered from rheumatoid arthritis, which is very, very, can be very painful. And was for her. And so he has put together an eating plan, a supplement plan, and a light exercise plan to help you do all the anti-inflammatory things that you can do to change your medicine profile, to change your numbers, and have less pain. For some lucky people, none at all. Not everyone can be cured, as he says so honestly, but perhaps doing this can help. It certainly has helped his patients. Healthy Joints for Life in just 8 weeks. If you can join us at the $7 level or a one-time contribution, $7 a month, or a one-time contribution of $84, this will be our thank you gift to you. 1-800-584-2788, or go online right now to WNPR.org and click on the red donate button.
And I'm Lee Newton, and we are so thrilled with this book because it really has the ability to help so many people. And if you have suffered from joint pain, or you love someone, know someone who does, this is a wonderful education in this book, and it is just really outlines all the ways through nutrition, supplements, exercise. It has Dr. Diana's 8-week plan where you can really work, go through week by week exactly how you should eat, how you should exercise, the supplements you should take. It is a fantastic guideline for you, and we would love to send it to you when you support WNPR and the Faith Middleton Show, a program that brings so much into your life, whether it's great food or learning about wonderful books to read. And today, we're really helping you joint pain, because for some people, this can do it. Now, others, you may need pharmaceuticals or surgery, but this is a plan that has helped a lot of Dr. Diana's patients, and it could help you as well. So we want to share it with you. $7 a month as an ongoing monthly donor, or a one-time gift of $84 to WNPR, and we'd love to send this to you as our gift. The number to call, 1-800-584-2788.
Dr. Diana played in the Super Bowl with the Miami Dolphins and then retired from the team to go to Yale Medical School. And that's what he did, and is now an orthopedic consultant to several collegiate athletic programs, as well as to the Boston Red Sox. He's a board-certified surgeon, has been named one of the top 100 doctors in America, and now a clinical instructor at Yale School of Medicine and attending surgeon at Yale New Haven Hospital. And we look on this show for something that makes sense. It has science behind it and just widens our view of how the body works and might be helped to function at its optimum, especially if you, like everybody else, you have joint issues from playing sports or just wearing out. Your joints are wearing out. That's part of the human process, and that's why we're interested in this book. That focuses on no surgery from an orthopedic surgeon, limiting medications if it is possible at all, nothing drastic about this in terms of food or supplements. Very, very interesting. Healthy Joints for Life in just 8 weeks. Call us now, toll free, 1-800-584-2788, and we'll send it to your door.
And it's such a great thing because you're really empowering yourself. There's so much interesting information here that I've learned. I mean, just cooking your pasta al dente instead of overcooking it can slow the insulin spike. Portion control, how that can affect your joints. I have suffered from joint problems myself, and this is really exciting information for me. Just making better choices, and they aren't difficult choices. They're just sometimes better, different choices when you're looking at the foods that you choose to eat. Choosing more fish instead of beef and just doing things a little differently. And Dr. Diana is giving us that roadmap in this book. So we want to share it with you as well. And I know that you want to support what you learn from here on WNPR. This is a reliable source of information. whether it's listening to the classic NPR shows or the Faith Middleton show, which has been here for so many years. And we love this program, and I know you do as well. So support it today by going to the phone at 1-800-584-2788. $7 a month for this book or an $84 contribution. You can do it right now at WNPR.org.
Lee, Dr. Diana showed me an exercise to do instead of these particular squats I've been doing with weights and just leaning up against the wall, and it was unbelievable. That alone was so amazing. It's right here in the book. Thank you so much for joining us. Healthy Joints for Life. Thank you for your call. 1-800-584-2788.